But I think the old dog knew that the thing was going to bite me, and he just jumped and grabbed it.
Boy. He nice to have a dog.
Oh, listen. I loved that old dog from then on. But the only snake bite any of us ever got, sister just younger than I was, and water moccasin bit her. One time, Dad was working down around, honey, was putting the that hydraulic ram in. I had, Grace and I had gone to Englewood, and when we got back, that water moccasin had bit her on the foot, and there wasn't a doctor closer than Englewood or Ashland, and Dad took his knife and just, he called it scarifying, all around that snake bite, and went out, and Dad was with the Indians a lot before the strip opened. He was with the Indians a lot, and they had shown him, or they used the weed that they'd pull up and pound up, mm-hmm. and he went out and got that weed and pounded it up and put that on that snake bite. And when I got home, it wasn't swollen hardly any at all.
My goodness.
Home the next day. That weed, everybody ought to know what that is. I'd know it if I'd see it, but I don't know what it was ever called. It's a little weed that grows up with a stem and kind of a bushy top, uh-huh. with little tiny yellow flowers on the top of it. And it used to go right around the house, just all around there.
Be nice to have that.
It would be. Now it would, and I have thought so many times, I wish that I had remembered mm-hmm. or found out what it was called, because I know that time that of course they gave her whiskey too, but they say that don't do any good, but I know. Oh, he hated
killed some of the pain anyway.
Yes, it did. Uh-huh. He hated to cut her foot so bad, and of course I don't know, she couldn't have been more than about 5 or 6. Mm. And he'd say, no, Poppy has to do this, because you'd be awful sick if I don't. And he cut it so it'd bleed real good. Mm-hmm. And he bound that stuff.
Mm. Cottonmouth, huh? So,
I don't know. I don't think it was cottonmouth. It was just around over these little whirl of moccasins. Just whirls of water moccasins, always was. Yeah. I know I caught one on a hook one time, and talk about being scared. Yeah. Christy and I were the same one that got bit. We were fishing, and I thought I was getting a catfish. Dad made a dam below, after he made the, put the hydraulic ram in, those springs all up and down there, and he made a dam, and I helped too. I drove the horses while he held the scraper. And Sis and I were fishing, and I thought I had a catfish, and when I started to bring it out, I said, oh, Sis, I've got a big one.
Yeah.
And just as I, of course, when we'd fish, we'd just bring them out over our shoulder like that. And just as he come up out of the water, I seen it, and what it was. And just as I got it right up, just the back of me a little bit, he come off of the hook.
Oh.
Well, the hook, snake and all, went down the bank, and Sis and I took out the bank. Oh, that thing was that long.
Yeah,
he was, I mean. I never was as scared in my life. But that's the only moccasin I ever caught on a hook. I killed 100 of them. That blessed old dog kept being bit with a rattlesnake. He'd tackle a water moccasin just right now and grab him and just finish him right off. I never was afraid of getting bit by a water moccasin if old Don was along, because he was always watching out for me.
Did you have any special term for the amount of something that was carried in the wagon at one time? If the wagon was full of something?
I don't know that I know just what you mean.
A turn, perhaps?